From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On Sunday, it will be 3 years, 3 years since the war in Iraq began. Over those 3 years, more than 2,300 Americans have died.
The polls show that many Americans have become disillusioned with the mission and doubtful of the prospect of victory. In a moment, our regular guest commentators talk about our politics 3 years into the Iraq War. How might U.S. policy or strategy change for the better?
First, though, what it sounded like here almost 3 years ago when the war began.
Tonight, President Bush addressed the nation and Saddam the world, Hussein calling on Saddam Hussein and his sons to leave Iraq within 48 hours or face a devastating attack.
Their refusal to do so will result in military conflict, commenced at a time of our choosing.
The military offensive against Iraq is in progress.
Now that conflict has come, the only way to limit its duration is to apply decisive force.
About half an hour ago, a little more than that, we heard air raid sirens wailing across the city. Then
and
we
I
heard
assure
a
you,
lot of,
this will not be a campaign of half measures, and we will accept no outcome but victory.
Iraq will be victorious, will win. And with Iraq, our nation and humanity will win.
What will follow will not be a repeat of any other conflict. It will be of a force and scope and scale that has been beyond what has been seen before.
Tonight, British servicemen and women are engaged from air, land, and sea.
British forces seized a peninsula near the Persian Gulf. A group of Royal Marines moved in by helicopter and by boat, by hovercraft, seizing a beachhead and then moving inland. They met no resistance.
It started at 8:15. It came in three waves, again at 9:15, again at 10:30.
Lighting up the sky, white and yellow explosions as well as red tracer fire flying
around
up
me
the
there
air.
Are four oil wells that are burning. There are three giant oil wells.
This collision follows another helicopter crash. In Kuwait earlier this week, a U.S. helicopter went down with a dozen British and American troops on board.
An apparent car bombing, suicide bombing here. I'm at a hospital where they've been pulling out the dead and wounded from this situation. I have seen two bodies